Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again on a hot motherfucking day in this city, but I love it because it's great to be alive always. I got the homie Elvis Freshly in the building, Be Good Dispensaries.
Yo, what it do?
Chunk, I got a
one home.
DJ Sin in the house, or
what's
Sin.
What's up? How you all doing?
Chilling like a villain. In this
DJ Sin.
In the house.
Burr, 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 burr.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
We're at the Be Good Studios.
Be Good Studios right over here on West. On 11 West Hampton.
Eighthwood.
That's short for very good.
If y'all don't know what that is, that's an eighth in the backwood of the exotics.
Eighthwood.
And
Zaw
to get
packs,
the exotics,
Zaw,
or Zawpax, yeah.
It has to be fire or it doesn't count.
And to get the fire, you need to come to 11 West Hampton. Be Good Dispensaries right on the corner
Pick
of Broadway
Llama
Hampton.
Brand cannabis.
Llama Band.
Them Zawpax on the shelf.
Zawpax.
All your stoner needs.
Yeah, edibles, tinctures, all that good stuff, man. You got to come in and support. But we got another hot episode for you. We got the homie Pope, RTD, ICR, TAF.
Meow,
he
meow,
brought his
meow.
Homie Monks.
What up?
REM, Red Eye Mob.
Red Eye Mob, baby.
Fucking Billy. You know what I'm saying? How y'all doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Shit, chilling.
Welcome.
Trying to stay cool in this hot-ass fucking weather.
Where are you from, man?
I'm originally from L.A., but I'm out in K.C. now. So.
And it's hot as a motherfucker in K.C. right now.
It's swamp-ass to another fucking level.
We just interviewed the homie.
Oh, it's humid out there, too.
We just interviewed the homie Heiser, and he's here on a 24-hour, we'll say, leave from there. He has to be back in 2 days.
Yeesh.
But he's out there doing his thing as well. But real quick, tell me who you are, man, and you know how you made your way.
I'm just a regular cat from L.A. Started writing when I was a kid and ended up just doing graffiti and being a shithead. You know, same old story.
Regular ass fool.
How'd you get into graffiti? What made you? What caught your eye? What made you
want to do that shit? High school homies back in the day, you know.
Everyone was bombing?
Everybody was bombing. Made some trips to L.A. and then fucking took it serious.
So were you kind of like from the burbs and you were going to the city or what?
Not really, actually. It's kind of like L.A.'s spread out, so there's hoods everywhere out there. So.
Well, what hood you from? Where they call you? Where are you from?
The burbs ain't the...
They got me a little spooky.
I'm from East Los. No, but that's cool. What was the first name you wrote? Has it always been Monks? Or
it's always been Monks or Monkey.
And how'd you come up with that shit?
They used to call me Chongo as a kid, a little Changuito. So I wrote Monkey for a bit and just sure to cut it short for Monks. And then that's it.
Like a Monkale.
Like a Monkale. Yeah.
Oh, and tell me how you met this guy right next to you, Pope.
Oh, fuck. How did I meet Pope? Jesus Christ. I met this fucker, 5 years ago, Colorado Crush. Not before that, actually. He made a trip to L.A. and then stayed at my place and then ran amok. And they came out to
Where'd
Denver.
You take him? Where's the first place you took him to bomb?
South Central, actually.
Damn.
Yeah, what part?
With you, Doer, and fucking and Double.
And Double, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I
And EO.
EO.
South Central definitely seems to be like a little hot spot. You know what I mean?
It's a fun little area to fuck around, you know?
Yeah, you got to watch your ass sometimes. You got to watch the gangs, you
get
know
some
what I mean?
Guns pulled out on you.
You got to watch it.
So you get guns pulled on you?
Yeah, I have a couple stories.
Oh, wow.
Tell a couple stories real quick. We'll start off like that shit.
We're painting this spot. It was kind of like an auto mechanic spot and on like 55th and Main.
Uh-huh.
And then some like little 16-year-old comes up to us with his little Jansport backpack and just pulls out a revolver.
Oh, shit.
He's like, hey, homie, you're painting my hood. I'm like, oh, fuck, yo. Seven
fuck
of us. I'm all thinking, how can we jump this fucker and, you know, take his gun?
Right.
But towards the end, he's like, That shit looks dope.
Just hit me up.
hit up the hood, 55th Street. And I'm like, I got you. Just put away the fucking gun, dude.
Five creep.
And that was it.
Last time I was in fucking L.A., we were down in South Central. And I saw this kid, man. He couldn't even be like 12 or 13. And he hit like the biggest Florencia 13, like just in front of us, like bigger than shit, like nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And we just kept it pushing, bro. Went to the homie's house down the block. You know what I mean?
It's like, don't look him in the eye, dog.
And shit, talk about, like, the politics with, like, L.A. graffiti, because it's way different from Denver and Kansas City. People don't really know, you know?
A lot of people bump heads, or a lot of people just stay away from each other. But it's old-school beef going on right there in L.A., like, the TKO
shit that'll never die,
shit
yeah.
never ends, you know? They're still going at it. Other than that, ain't really much beef. It's just between our little crews.
When I'm down there, I know it's, like, a lot of checking. Like, there is a lot of what they call you, where you from, or where you from, or what you write, and...
You know what I mean?
It's you can't like, walk in a train yard without some fool saying, "What you ride, homie?"
You're like, exactly. Oh, like, everyone's checking everyone. You know what I'm saying? And that's the craziness. Yeah. Like, it's totally different politics.
It's that LA mentality.
And then, like you said, that's not even counting the gangs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, weird. It seems like down there, everyone's always trying to bang right off the fucking bat.
It's that gangbang mentality.
It is. That tag-banger mentality. Shit. You know what I mean?
Everyone's stuck in the fucking 80s.
Right, right. And then you moved to, you said, Kansas City, right?
Yes, sir.
And how'd that go, man?
Just moving out there for some mural work and shit, my homie.
Real quick, let me clarify. Are we talking about Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, right Missouri. Fuck
on the Missouri
Kansas.
Side, we heard, is the good side.
Yeah, that's I've where never you can been smoke there. Weed.
Yeah. I've been on the other side and fucked around a little bit. But, yeah, talk about their little scene on that side.
That's cool. It's a fresh city, honestly. There's a lot of train riders. Not really a lot of people doing city shit. Other than, like, our boy Rackin, who's REM. Fucking
TTK. WIL.
Hey, on the Kansas side, how big is that train yard? Because when I passed, I swear I drove for like 15 minutes.
I mean, I haven't really seen all the train yards. I just painted two so far. And, yeah, it's not really. I'm still new to the city, honestly. I've only been there for like 2 months. So
Damn. I didn't know you were fresh out the gate like that. From LA?
Yeah. Okay. So I only painted a couple spots.
Me and this boo moved together. We got a crib together in Kansas City right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Nice. That's dope. Why'd you leave LA? You just had to get out, or
The business I do is just water washed down out there. You know, so many mural artists, so many sign painters underbidding you, and then coming out to Kansas City is like a fresh market.
Right, brand new
bunch
stuff.
Bunch of money untapped. You know.
Oh yeah, how's that been going for you, man?
It's been going great. Boys living.
What's the last couple murals that you painted?
Me, Pulp, and then that fool Rackin finished this big mural in rural Kansas. It's like the middle of nowhere. And that was like more than 7,000 square feet. It's just farmland scene, whatnot. But we're out there for 2 weeks and got paid pretty well.
Okay, I did see that on the gram. I was wondering, like, you know what I mean? But that's the middle of nowhere. That's tight.
Yeah.
Deep off 490 miles from here.
How'd you score that shit? Just
Rackin made it happen. He's been putting in a lot of work in rural Kansas, putting these murals up, and like kind of created a big frenzy out there for everybody. They've never seen any kind of art at all, so
it's like a whole new look for them, right?
Yeah, we've painted like 10 murals out here in this Clay Center, Kansas.
Clay Center, Kansas. What's the population of that motherfucker?
It's like 4,000.
Yeah, 4,000.
But these fools got bread. They Hell love yeah. art. They're the
get
most
them down with the Zopax and the llama, huh?
I'm saying
they're not down over there.
No, yeah.
They're not down with weed like that?
Absolutely not.
He said absolutely not.
You gotta hide you better it.
They might have some paint.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Does my breath smell?
It's practically impossible to get weed when you leave Denver.
God
I've realized,
damn.
Yeah.
Like that, huh?
People have been hurting.
Damn.
Motherfuckers are spoiled.
Yeah, we're spoiled. We're spoiled. I left here and I was like, fuck. I didn't even know I had a weed habit.
Well, what do you do out there besides paint? It's
Nothing.
Clay, Kansas, right?
I don't do anything besides paint, no matter where I am.
No.
Nice.
Artist life.
So you guys have any murals coming up in the future that you guys got planned down the road? Or?
We're back in town right now working on a restaurant for Consafos opening in Larimer Square on like 15th and Larimer down there. We just started on that today. We'll be done on Friday. Grand opening is supposed to be July 4th, so stand by for that one.
Okay. Hey, didn't you guys just have like a little get together down in Texas a couple months ago?
Orleans.
Maybe more than a couple months ago?
No.
New Orleans.
Thinking that's somebody else?
RTD had a meeting in New Orleans,
oh, that's
crew
what I'm
meeting.
Talking about. Talk yeah. about that.
I didn't even go.
Oh, you didn't go?
I was painting murals in Kansas with this fool.
Making mubales.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. Go to New Orleans and spend 3 racks or stay here and make 3 or 4, you know? Like,
hey.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, works comes first. You need that money to support. I was a rent out there. I'm sure it's pretty cheap, right?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
We
What's
got like
ridiculous?
A 3,000-square-foot house for half of what it would cost in Denver.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's been really good.
What kind of stuff have you guys been painting? Like, what's the vibe out there? What are they like?
We've been mostly painting in that rural Kansas part. It's kind of far away. But
yeah, they like homie shit. Yeah, it's stuff that reminds them of their own backyard.
It's like all
they don't really
want to
get too adventurous with it. but
graffiti at all. So
yeah.
Yeah, I saw some pictures with like cows and grass.
That's
and
what we did. They call it. They call
it. So it just kind of goes in, yeah, blends into the background.
Happy clouds, bucolic America.
Yeah. The library.
But it looks good. I mean, you
the library one was
artists.
Cool. That was a tedious hell of a job that we fucking all despised for 6 days.
That's everybody's favorite mural for some reason.
Yeah, everybody like, loves really? It. We hated it. We couldn't wait
one?
To get done.
Is that the, one?
The books? Library books.
Oh, the library books.
Yeah, just really like cool, letter painting with a brush on gnarly stucco wall.
Oh, you guys ain't used to that.
It's not like spray. It's not like graffiti. We don't just spray paint graffiti shit. We paint in every sense of the word with every option yeah, there is, you know.
Right. Use and all your sometimes tools.
Hey.
All mediums.
All mediums, baby.
Hey, so when you were in LA, were you pretty active or?
Yeah, I painted a
this
lot.
Still barely most, active.
Ah, shut up. Get out of here. Do you still paint, bro?
I think I've seen one or two, you know what I mean? On the block.
I mean, I mostly do crew spots with the homies and I'm painting like downtown, but if it comes to freights, I'm painting like spell outs or whole cars or just painting my name here and there with some homies.
Right.
It's what'd so you say? You it's whole cart?
Whole cars.
Like a whole train.
Oh, okay.
That means all of it's
you have
it's
to explain
in.
For people that don't understand.
No, honestly, when you paint a giant train with just three letters or more.
Okay. Okay.
In that vernacular whole term, whole car.
Yeah, okay. You just basically paint the whole car from end to end.
Or in
mean?
Spanish, whole carale.
Hey, what were some of your like? What were some of your favorite no. spots, or kind of like your epic spots that you hit in LA throughout the years?
Shit! I got this one spot where I used to work at this bar, and I got shit faced, and I'm like, you know, drunk as blacked out as hell, and I'm like, let's go paint downtown, and I end up climbing this fire escape and painting this like ledge spot that's like 15 stories high, and then like woke up in the middle of my drunkness, and I'm like, fuck.
You I came still got to a, in the middle of a blackout?
Outline. I still got a 3D this bitch. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing up here?
Wait. So you were blacked out, and yeah. then you came through in came the middle in. Of the blackout and remembered what was happening.
Yeah, pretty Oof. Much. And then
that's a doozy.
Yeah, and then like, I finish the spot, and I go sleep in the parking lot, like, below that rooftop shit, and then just wake up in the morning like that. I'm like, fuck.
Woke up in the parking lot yeah. by the sun.
Yeah, and I'm in my car, you know, I'm just uh-huh. drunk as shit, and then just, I'm like, fuck, that ain't gonna last, you know, 3 days, and... 3 months later, I'm like, oh shit, all right.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a fun spot, but I'm never doing that shit again.
You have like, any like little crazy Skid Row fucking stories? Because Skid Row,
oh, yeah,
I
got
you,
plenty.
You think homeless is
Skid
Row.
That's the shit show.
Something
there.
About the air in Skid Row when you're painting, and you got the rats and the roaches.
Ooh, and you hear that, you get that
safe.
Stench,
I'm
bro.
Safe as hell.
Ooh, that's one thing, like
Skid Row.
Like Skid Row downtown LA is like
me and the homies would just literally yeah. pay off bums and be like, hey, you want five
I'm
bucks?
Some
exactly.
Don't know
look out,
there.
Dude. Exactly. That's how you do it. Like you pay the bums around, you bring a 20 with you, and you break them off fives, and can you watch out while I do my little piece? And they're satisfied because they got yeah. their little $5, and Skid you know what I mean? But no, the one thing to me, what I've always been told. Is the scariest motherfuckers and the motherfuckers you really don't fuck with are homeless motherfuckers.
Yeah, these folks got nothing to lose.
Yeah, they will kill you.
They will.
They'll stab you with a 30 needle down.
Maybe get away
with
exactly.
it. Like, let me affect your ass.
And you think of the homeless people here, you amp that times 1,000. That's
yo,
LA
let's
homeless.
Let's say what's up
right
to
there.
The homie Spice from FST.
What up, Spice?
What Spice. G?
Come tell him where you are
yo,
real quick.
What's good? It's love, baby. What's good?
Just chilling, yeah. chilling.
$2 forever.
Hell yeah.
$2, you heard? Zexo, you heard? We always represent, always holding it down. That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
My
hell
dog. Yeah.
I'll tell you a little thing. In L.A. last time, it was crazy. Like, we stood at this Airbnb, and literally it was like a block, and half of the block was straight homeless, like graffiti, and the other half of the block was fucking straight Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, yeah. It's like a block away. You got
exactly,
the jewelry district,
so like,
yep. and then you got Skid Row right there, just homeless people
is,
wiping their ass
exactly.
in front of
well, I woke damn. Up in the morning hey, and went up? For...
legit, that's what's happening.
I woke up in the morning
it's
went
getting
for
like
that
walk. Here nowadays.
Like, hey, how's it going?
Fools are camping everywhere in Denver now. I'm like,
yeah.
holy
yeah.
shit,
yeah,
what just happened?
Yeah, this place is wild right now.
I feel like some people just ended up liking it. Like, got homeless. Because they're actually trying to pay people...
To
go back to work right now.
Well, they've always been paying people to go to work.
I used to do a lot
yeah,
of work.
I'm saying they're like paying people to actually go yeah. back to work because there's so much unemployment. I just feel like there's some people also that tried to or were
well,
homeless because
of
the pandemic
like a lot of
and they actually
in
enjoyed
Venice,
it maybe and like
I used to
that's
talk to all
so
the bums out there and shit mm-hmm. and then a lot of them are train hoppers. They're from like states where it's cold as shit, and they just train up to LA just to warm
like
weather.
It reminds me of when we went to
Seattle. It's kind of like a homie that does that, bro. And he jumps on the train and goes city and bombs, and then jumps on the next
Seattle
train and bombs. And
a bunch of train hoppers.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of those bums aren't from LA. They're just chilling
out.
Oh,
yeah, they never are.
Yeah, I think people
it's
just
a nice place
being
to be.
Out in the
it's
weather.
Warm.
Yeah.
Why
not
would you
be
not
on Venice
there?
Beach?
Right, I'm just be homeless right next to the beach. And, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, bulls are nice. That's they're all happy on vacation. They're feeling good about everything. They're giving their shit away.
Yeah, it's wild over there.
On a sick one on the beach, it's all good.
Yeah,
bro.
I have 20 bucks.
It's LA.
They got like whole furniture, like full front room setups.
It's like no worries, though.
Oh, you don't even know. That's just crazy. That's crazy.
But I got mad stories. It's
I was telling you guys
I haven't been there
how raunchy do you want it to get? Is what you guys
as much as you want to take it.
So let me tell you about my buddy Jets.
Oh, shit.
Shout out.
Shout out Jets.
Jets REM, me and him, we're going painting Skid Row, and he's just like, you know, I'm catching a throw, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go do something real quick, and I'm done painting. And I see him with some, like, prostitute, and she gets on her knees, and this fool just gives her a quick little whop over her head and fucking steals her purse. And he's like, get in the car, let's go. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, was it worth it? He's like, $200. I'm like, how many dicks should she fucking suck? $200 fucking dollars. And you just got this bonehead coming out of nowhere.
Could be
yank her fucking purse. And that was it. It kept, the story goes on.
Continue.
And so he's feeling himself, and he's like, let me get another one. And then like, he calls this chick and then puts her in the back seat with me. It's just tranny as fuck, and I'm just like looking at him like,
I knew
God
you were into
it.
That.
And then she's trying to like grab my thigh, and she's like, oh, mi angelito. And I'm like, don't fucking touch me.
Don't.
And long story short, because it's going to go on forever, he drives her to her apartment and like tries to like unplug all her TV while texting me. He's like, yo, like everything's unplugged. Just come inside and grab the TVs and just dip. I'm like, it's 5 a.m. I go
so
running
you racked
up there
her TV.
Pissed off. And I'm like, he's like, oh, you're ready to rob her? I just grab him by the shirt. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. Fuck you and your plan. Like, I'm going home, dude. And then we go home. Yeah. Sick.
So no TV.
No, yeah, I try to go in there, and the prostitute right away try to, like, push him out the door while she's getting undressed, like, oh, happy because I'm there, and I'm like, no, not feeling this shit. Oh. Let's get the fuck out.
Wow.
And that's Jets back in the day in a little short run. He was a wild fuck. It's one of those friends when you hang out, you know you're going to go to jail.
Ooh,
damn it.
He's not cooler now. He has a girlfriend.
Right.
He's all chill.
So
he's on dad mode.
Hanging out with him, have you been to jail because of him?
No, miraculously, no. We haven't. It's been a miracle. Like... But there's been plenty of chases, though.
Yeah, shit, fuck, you know.
So it sounds like if you hang out with him, you're going to get away with it.
Right?
Or at least have
Not
fun with
think
some
about
tranny.
It. You got away with a lot of
or you're
going to
have fun with some trannies.
Have fun with the tranny, for sure.
Yeah, and, either or. Because
you'll never know what you'll find in L.A. They got everything in
everything.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, and
they got shit you don't even know about yet.
They really
cutting
do.
Edge.
Coming from
That's
Pope.
Actually where it starts.
Cutting edge. Coming in now on Skid Row.
Yeah, Skid
Fresh
Row
off
is definitely
the press.
Like a fucking place, man, that you don't want to fuck around with. You know
it's
what
also
mean?
Fun to paint. You can do anything you want there. No one gives a fuck. Cops would just be like, what are you doing, painting? Yeah. You have guns? No. All right, later.
Yeah. Long as I was told in L.A., as long as you don't have guns or
if
meth.
You have, if you have a gun, you're
you're
good.
Straight. You ain't
got
those two.
Plenty
they
of buddies
really
get checked.
Too much,
that's the first thing asked. Like, lift your shirt up. Any drugs? All right, get the fuck out. What are you doing here? Painting. You know where you're at?
And that's even if they fuck with you right now. I mean, I'm sure it's a little worse now being that COVID's kind of coming to an end. You know what I mean?
I mean, in general, they're just looking for guns and drugs. You're doing graffiti. You're just an idiot to them.
Pretty much. Especially if you're older, right? They fucking talk that shit to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, are you okay?
Right? Do you need a ride?
What are you doing out here? It's 3 a.m.
Well, yes,
go
officer.
Home.
I'll love a ride.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my ride's here.
I called an Uber, guys.
Yeah, I'll be out. My Uber's here in 10 minutes. You got any crazy L.A. stories there, Pope?
No. I just party out there.
Like a rock star?
Man, I tell you what, though. We did just go to this crazy-ass party in L.A. Dead City Punks.
Oh, yeah.
These fools had the Renegade punk rock show
was
under
the
highway viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fucking lit. Right. Me and the homie partied all night the night before, and we were on a sick one. Didn't go to bed till like noon. Slept for a few hours. These fools call us. They're like, man, hurry up. Get down here. We're already here. We're like, fuck, man. We're like, we have a bright idea. We're going to take these scooters. Uh-huh. These fucking scooters are all over the place in LA, you know. We start riding the scooter way too slow. We get an Uber, and we're on the highway. Tell this guy, like, all right, we're going to this park and shit. And he's like, man, I don't think we're going to get there. All of a sudden, the cops are all over the highway, shutting the highway down, not letting anybody get near this fucking party. He turns on the like the CB radio in his car. He's got a cop scanner, and it's all large, illegal gathering, blah, 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 shutting all roads down. We're like, yeah, that's where we're going.
Right.
He's like, fuck, we're not going to make it there.
You should get me as close as you can.
Me and the homie just got out on the highway. He's like, you guys are going to want to run right up here, bust a left, go across those lanes, and get down under that bridge. We're like, bet. He lets us out. We ran across the shit, like busted through some fence, followed the train tracks all the way down the side of the L.A. River.
Sure as shit, he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he knew.
We made it right in. We made it right in. Found the boys. They're all down there partying and shit. The fools, they're right under too much, and Lags just did the hugest roller.
Yeah, I'm like, we're under the sea.
Yeah, we're in the C section over here. Uh-huh. All the homies are gathered up under the too much sea. They got a fucking tank. There's
yeah,
like
we
a,
had like three tanks.
The whole Red Eye mob.
Beers.
Hell
yeah,
and homies doing perimeters. Oh, like big circle, just checking. You can't come through here, homie. Fuck you.
Yeah, shout out Dead City Punks for that one.
Yeah, that was a mad
And the one thing we talk about L.A. is whenever there's gates or fences, there's always a hole. You just got to look.
Oh, absolutely.
Climb right through it for the fat motherfuckers. Yeah, the skinny motherfuckers.
It was the
just
best.
Hop it. There's holes the everywhere. Access time. Everywhere. So when he tells you to go through the highway, it's no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was
then you just got to remember where it was when you're running back.
Exactly, dog. Well, those stairs, dog. I mean, you've been to L.A. You know how they have the stairs on the highway?
Dog, fools were getting shot with rubber bullets. Upstairs, cops were shooting at people. The fucking helicopters were swarming for hours and hours.
Yeah, they had, like, riot gear. I had my little bag. I'm like,
multiple people got shot.
Now,
what's wild is, like, I've been to L.A. many times, but I don't know all the shit y'all are talking about because I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, you go to Beverly Hills.
I DJ in L.A., but I'm saying, like, that's what like, I didn't know about.
We do hood rat shit.
Check into the Ritz.
So it's cool. It's crazy to, like.
Goes to her room.
Get shuttled over. Yeah, shut up.
You don't even step outside. You know.
No, I'm just saying that's wild.
It goes down in LA.
But it's like interesting. You know,
it does go down in LA for sure.
It's wild. I kind of miss it now talking about this shit.
Go visit.
It's an
well,
experience.
Well, it's because you're in Kansas, bro.
Yeah. I know.
I'll tell you.
Ain't nothing but white people there. I'm like, it's too
bright. You guys are wild. You guys went to Kansas. I was like, what the
fuck? I know. This is money to
I know.
Made,
they're like,
huh?
What the fuck did you guys do? Are you? Where did you go?
Oh, yeah. Fuck your friends.
Why the fuck did you move out here? I'm like,
God. They're like, you're coming back, right? Come back.
Better not stay there, stupid.
I'm not you staying. Know, nothing's not like permanent.
You make that money and you dip.
Shit like that. You don't know. I'm just saying.
And then you go
back.
And then once you dip.
What
like
you need
go
to
back.
Do is have a big party at that house. And
Yara.
Invite all your friends.
We need Yara. To come.
We need to have a big party.
We'll have
party.
A podcast episode.
We need to do a trip.
There's realistically there's no excuse because it's only 7 hours.
Do you have a big backyard?
Oh, we have a humongous.
Oh, we need
a humongous.
Oh, we need a
time and date. We're making it happen.
You guys come up with the time and date because we're open to it.
Trip.
Maybe we can get Rubezilla to bring the bus.
Damn.
Bring the
Rube.
Meow, 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 meow.
Shout out to Rube.
Let me find out you got a cat.
I got a shark.
You got a cat, though. All
right, good.
She just ate a bunch of bunnies.
Oh, sick. Well, she is a shark.
You're about to have a good night, right?
Well, duh, she's a shark.
I know, huh?
Stupid.
That was a horror scene.
I've never seen a bunny in the ocean, though.
Yeah, well.
They can't swim very well. No.
That's why she ate them.
I feel like fucking Ace Ventura. My crib, I seen a little baby bunny the other day. I seen like 8 raccoons.
You know when Ace
night,
Ventura
though?
Gets caught up with the fucking shark? Yeah. He says, that's not Snowflake. That's these bunnies in the backyard with Persia.
Yeah.
It's all bad. This one looks out the window. She's just out there chomping on one. Got bunny hanging out of both sides of the mouth.
Damn.
Happy as you can be.
That was a horror scene, bro.
Oh, she's so happy.
She's like bugging to go outside and wash the
no,
dishes.
Pitbulls
like,
will like
fuck
up.
Go outside and just hear a bunch of little squealing.
Like
I'm
they were like really, they were really in bred to hunt rabbits.
Florida,
on
they fuck and up cats.
Like that. Persia, no. And she looks up with the bunny hanging out her mouth.
Oh, my God.
Gobbles it in front of me.
They like cats, too.
She ate it.
She ate five of them.
Wait, she ate them or she just killed them?
No, she ate them. They're gone. They're gone.
I checked the rabbit hole. There's nothing
she
there.
She ate five of
the
baby
ones. Bunnies.
They were
like
the size of a...
No, I mean,
you know, like
a
pack of
sardines. One hell of a digestive system. Shit.
Baby rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Baby rabbits.
Baby rabbits.
It was like a horror movie.
Poor little baby rabbit.
You guys need to like watch your dog.
Wait.
What you mean?
Can we get a moment of
that's
silence?
That's her yard.
Moment of silence for the bunnies.
Can we get a moment of silence for the bunny rabbits?
She's all smiling.
You guys
little
need
baby
to get that stuff that keeps rabbits tiny out of your yard.
Dog, this neighborhood we live in is like the bougie Kansas City neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Like,
all the houses are like... All the houses are like fucking mansions, dog. It's
like,
sick as fuck.
Yeah. No,
and there's
like
animals running rampant through this shit. There's so many rabbits.
Rabbits.
Rabbits everywhere. Persia is losing her shit.
Pumped.
So is she like, she gained a lot of weight from it?
No, she's like 6-0 against the rabbits.
Yeah, 5 babies and 1 adult rabbit.
Wow. She just waits at the
door. Can
we
stop talking about these poor rabbits?
Mass murder.
I mean, I'm happy for her, but damn.
Freddy Krueger.
Smoke.
She's Jason.
Yeah.
Halloween.
She's happy, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad she's happy.
She lost a lot of weight, actually.
The shark's happy.
Lots of protein.
High protein, all natural diet, grass fed.
Yeah. Baby rabbits.
I mean, she's eating.
They're
really
vegetarian
well right
rabbits, too.
They're vegan.
Vegan rabbits. No, I
someone's
going to
be pissed when they hear
I mean,
say
it's
that.
Natural. No, no, it's
animal
not like,
activist.
No, it's, yeah. No, but it's an animal.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's an animal hunting an animal.
Kill animals.
No, it's an animal hunting an animal. It's okay. It's not like you're like feeding it rabbits. Like you're putting it in a cage and feeding it rabbits.
It's
like
completely
it's
just, natural,
she's
believe.
Hunting. Exactly.
I
nobody's going to be mad.
They trespassed on our yard, bro. You know, like...
They should not
fuck around and find
there
out.
Make my day law.
Yeah.
You're fucking boop, 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 boop.
Stupale. Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, I was ready. My dad said the other day, because we got a big-ass peach tree. That motherfucker got a gang of peaches. He was ready.
Where?
With his walker in the crib.
A peach tree in Denver?
In the hood, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I'm ready with my fucking BB
don't
gun
fuck
to see
with
those
me.
Right
here,
trying to get my peaches.
In 5 points?
Actually, just
I don't live in 5 points. I live in Dunham.
Oh.
Swampton.
Kind of Swansea.
Swampton.
Yeah, there you go.
That's swamp.
Swampton. Oh,
there's
right.
Raccoons. There's all kinds of shit. My hood, they rolled up on me
oh,
deep
man.
The other
those
night. Like,
raccoons are tough, bro.
One time I seen this car had its brights on, and it was like facing this weird direction down the street from my house. And I went over and looked at what it was, had his lights on. And there's a deer, I swear, just standing. A humongous deer.
Humongous.
Just standing on like somebody's front yard.
Sure wasn't
just
a moose.
All. Like majestic as fuck.
You know, it's gang banging on him. What you looking
huge
at him?
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny. Everybody's like, why didn't you call me, cuz? I came and smoked that food.
Like, it's hunting season.
Rabbit season. Now, the homie told me that shit.
It's not legal.
He's like, you should have banged on all those fools. I was like, there's too many, bro. He's like, I went outside, they jumped me. So I went home and wrote a diss record. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Say, fuck the raccoons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is really. Up, you have to be really careful about how you do that.
Yeah. I was in LA and there's a big ass one. Shot that fucker with a BB gun. It just took it like a champ and just hissed
like,
at me.
What, like, boom. Oh, yeah. Like, oh shit! Run back in the house. Like, yeah. I need a real gun, dude.
I gotta get the real gun. Oh my right. God.
Make my day law again. Hit me. I was ready. What
drink
you got right there? You got some Zaza. You got
Zaza
that new
Zaza packs.
Talk about that, Elvis.
I'm happy we're smoking real weed finally,
oh,
bro.
Man. Smokale.
There ain't no
smoke
real weed in Missouri. Boys. No diss to Missouri, but Jesus Christ, needed to up their fucking weed game.
Hey.
Coincidentally, we will be opening a Be Good in Kansas City, Missouri very soon.
Oh, very nice.
Really?
Do they still have dirt weed there?
Orcale.
Or
yes.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
Some guy's like, I got some gelato. It looked like Mexican dirt weed. I'm like, yo, we calling this gelato.
Like, some gelato Mexican
cheap
dirt weed.
He's like 30 1/8. I'm like, shit, say less.
It's last year's outdoor.
Man, that's rough.
Last year's dirt weed, ditch weed.
Yeah, I have some like Mexican dirt weed from LA that's better, and I've been smoking on that thing.
It's arguably
like a
just
whole
CBD.
Ziploc bag. I've just been smoking on for 3 months.
Hey, so let me ask you that.
CBD.
And
it
even though like
just be
you know,
CBD.
I guess we're both biased.
I haven't tested it, but
hold on.
No one's
I know.
High. No one's getting high.
You've been to Colorado and LA. Who has the better weed?
I don't know. I'm gonna have
you
to say LA,
that
bro.
You're high right
I
now.
Had some fire ass cookie brands and some exotics
oh,
out there.
Right. We don't fuck with
don't
that
know
shit.
This guy's an asshole.
This guy's an asshole.
No, right, so they're kicking me out. I gotta go now, guys.
Beat it, nerd.
Hey, where's my
Spice? Now, welcome to the chat.
So Spice.
Okay, all right, so I'm about to get jumped right now.
Where's Nice at now, so you can have him escort you out?
I think you're just saying that because you're
was
from
a
there.
Nah, well, I had a homie that just always had like getting the new the shit bomb, of everything. Bomb. He was always getting some fire and just selling me the mat. You know, shout out to Too Much, but he
kinda
was just always getting the fire weed.
Kind of
sounds my roommate too. So
yeah,
he like check this out. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I got the brand new. Kind of like Maserati over there with the.
So I'll spoil.
So you haven't tried anything as good since? Is that what you're trying to say?
I smoked earlier. That shit was fire.
Okay.
This is the best weed you've ever had.
No, I'll tell you that.
So
when
you
I go
take
to
it
LA,
back, right?
So he takes it back.
Well, if like if you go to dispensaries, just taxed. That's
hey,
what
that's
I hate.
The thing too.
That's taxed. Like
take
I can't
it
get
back,
the same weed I was getting from my buddy and go to dispensaries like $90 an eighth.
That's what I was gonna say.
So we're better.
Oh, price wise,
so
we're all
sure.
around better.
So cool.
Yeah, all around
because you
better.
Smoke the same weed, and you said
cool
you
too. Obviously, he doesn't know very much
weed,
about
so.
Smoking weed.
So Colorado, so we're a lot better.
Just had some like super fire from the homie.
Look at him; he's blacked out. He's so high on be good weed, he doesn't even know we're getting him.
I mean, we're a lot better.
Cool, homie.
Whenever I go to LA,
guys,
I always take like about an ounce of weed with me. I take the llama.
This one's blacked out. He's so high.
He don't know what he's talking about.
So, I mean, I can't be honest.
Mike, how many fingers am I hold up?
This was a setup. This was a setup. This is a setup. It's like, how do we get this LA homie killed?
Nah, not at all. Not today.
No. Ask him the question.
Ask him the question.
But no, like I was saying, whenever I go to LA, I always take weed, man. Because I figure, like, they got the Cali weed. I got the Colorado weed. And when I take the be good stuff, the llama, they're always like, that's just a bomb, bro. Like, that shit you got fire. And I'm like, all right, no, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in Colorado knows for sure that llama is the flight. Toppest of flight.
Michael Jordan.
Straight flame.
Who else is flight?
Everybody's stuck on cookies and all that shit in LA.
Hardaway.
That's just like a...
It's like Cristal back in the days. It's a new weed Cristal.
It's a heavy hit. It's a heavy smoke.
It is, though.
You know? You don't do shit if you smoke that because it tastes really good and it's just an indica. Oh, and so you're just couch potatoed for the whole fucking day.
What,
you know?
The cookies?
Yeah.
You got to learn to smoke through that.
You know what, though? Something to be said about elevation.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was down at ocean level, sea level.
When you start out this high,
and
it takes a lot to get high.
You get it?
You get it?
I don't know. I got high fast. I got really high.
Like, it's almost like
really
I was already
quick.
High.
Like, the oxygen's so thick, I was just fucked up immediately as soon as I started smoking the blunt.
But I'm saying.
So that's why people think that the LA weed's better. Smoke it out in Denver, and you'll see.
Oh, I got what you're saying. I was going to say, when I go there, I'm smoking blunts on the airport. And fuck it. She was like, get there. We already got blunts rolled in the backpack.
I mean, the good thing is you can travel out of LAX with weed.
Yeah, that's a dope thing.
I've flown to Atlanta with like fucking like a quad of weed.
Exactly. Yeah, Denver don't care either. Yeah,
TSA will open my bag and just get slapped.
May or may not care.
Don't do
sex. Okay, you're good to go. I'm like, really?
They'll take my diet soda, but they will fucking leave all my weed and everything in there, right?
Yeah, they trip about a lighter, but you got like a half ounce of weed in there, and they're just like, go along.
This is what I'm supposed to say, actually.
They trip about
the whippets.
It's
federally illegal to transport marijuana from state to state.
Yes, it is.
And to get on an airplane with it, it's illegal.
We don't recommend you do that.
However, TSA put out a statement that said they don't care about your personal drugs, your medication is how they kind of said it.
Medication.
I mean, imagine how many lawsuits you get through trying to sue somebody.
If you're moving pounds, bro.
Yeah, like you're asking for it.
You're asking for it. But, like, if you got a couple of eighths or, you know, an ounce or two, they're not sweating, really.
Yeah.
A
couple edibles.
He sweated my boy much because I think he had, like, an ounce or more on him. He was trying to find Atlanta. He couldn't do shit. The cops didn't run and arrest him, but they tried to delay him on his fight and fuck him over. But he, like, ran over and made it. But, yeah, they're trying to fuck him over. And he's also being a smartass, I heard, just talking shit back to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it, yeah.
The good thing about coming from these states is, if anything, they're just going to take it away from you, you know what I mean? You have to worry about a ticket, like, back in there. Even going to jail back in the day, right?
Yeah. Wait, don't you guys get, like, weed DUIs out here?
Well, you could,
Yeah, you can.
You're under the influence.
Damn.
You're not supposed to drive,
Alcohol.
We don't recommend that either.
They don't even care in L.A. They're just like, when's the last time you smoked? I'm like, 3 hours ago, maybe? Literally just smoked a whole blunt. They're like, all right, get out of here.
See, I told you got to watch it because those police and the motorcycles creep up between you.
Flex
and they look for the smell for like
very
the
nice.
You know what I mean?
Oh, LA.
Yeah. Be kind of on.
Oh, this is what we smoked earlier. The peach dosi. This shit was fire.
Fire. Be good. 11 West Hampton.
corner of Broadway.
Meow, 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 meow.
Go get you some good shit.
I'm just drilling over the sweet real quick.
Let's see.
It's pretty fire.
So I've been blazed all day.
My nose is so fucked from partying over the weekend. I could probably smell better, but it's all me. Yeah.
So how's the scene out in Kansas City? What do you guys do for fun? What's other than painting and you know, all
I mean,
that?
I just honestly just paint and drink with these guys. Try to paint graffiti.
Yeah, we pretty much just hang out, the four of us, and that's it.
Try to hit, like, lakes
fuck
or shit,
around
man.
At the local
fun
watering hole.
To pub. To the pub. Young Pubington.
Shout out to the peanut.
You know, try to find all the connects, local connects, and support their business. You know, all that.
Shout out
stuff.
To the peanut. Is there any good food out there?
Oh, yeah, so much good food, actually.
Yeah, there is. Honestly, a lot of shit to do out there is just day drink, eat, and...
a lot of shit to do.
Drink and eat. Yeah. Basically what you do everywhere else.
Everybody's always day drinking out there. So
oh, really?
Yeah,
is that the thing?
Yeah.
Get a little sun and day drink. Smoke some dirt weed.
Smoke some dirt weed, right?
Drink some fucking 40s.
That's in the hood.
Drink some 40s.
Hey, actually, I saw someone with a fucking 40-ounce of Oldie the other day, and that shit was in a plastic bottle with a big-ass cap.
What?
They're plastic now.
I was like, wow.
You can't have anything glass anymore. You can't even have plastic straws anymore. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's good. We need to get rid of plastic.
Uh-oh. Showdown.
Nah. What am I going to do my cocaine with now?
You
can't do it with a paper straw.
Roll up a dollar like a normal human being.
It's stuck in the straw.
There's a big
list. That's for another
podcast.
Yeah,
ripped off.
We're all talking at the same time.
I know. I wonder
but
who's
going to
listen
to it. But we should get
rid of plastic. Tampon applicator. I think
after
she's
podcast, go listen
she's
to the
She's the MacGyver
self-care.
Of what you
call yeah.
The
love yourself.
We should do that on one of the podcasts.
What?
Or talk about recycling.
We should talk about recycling on the podcast one day.
That would make me feel better.
Cycle.
Yo,
are you
recycle
feeling some type
good.
Of way about your plastic consumption?
We recycle your weed
when
containers.
When I look,
that
about
be good.
Look at how much garbage there is out there, it makes me really depressed.
It's terrible.
Oh, no. Horrible. I stay away from those
Think
documentaries.
About one person, how much trash they do.
So
like
much.
So much.
Just one person.
It's ridiculous.
And look how many people are out there.
I'm one
it's
of them.
It's disgusting.
Sorry.
It gives me anxiety.
But I'm not sorry.
I don't get that.
Better not, you know?
Hey, we all just have different opinions, you know?
Yeah.
Just got to respect that and just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
So day drinking and... chilling and shit, painting.
Graffitis.
Sounds way fun out there. Have some restaurants ready, though, for sure. For when we come.
Some what?
Some restaurants.
Some restaurants?
Some restaurants ready.
Oh, when go down
for
there?
For when we
eat?
Go down there, yeah, to
yeah,
eat.
They have a couple
at?
Cool spots. They
yeah.
have, like, this jazz spot.
I'll tell you
it's
all
like
of them.
Like, 5 in the morning. You can just drink and listen to jazz all day.
Hell yeah.
And that was pretty sick. I was all shit-faced in there, like, yeah. Going home, like, this is way so I'm fucked up. 6 in the morning, trying to call an Uber, and it's not working.
Yeah, there's no Ubers out there either.
Late?
You can't
get
an
you
Uber.
Can't get a
the
Lyft
bars are open
until
like
shit. 4.
What?
What?
Damn.
It's retarded.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what
so
the hell?
So, how do you get home? You walk home or what?
I just don't venture that far
you
from
take
the
a
crib.
Horse.
Yeah, I was going to say they take their horse.
They take a horse home.
Yeah.
The horse knows its way home, officer.
Or if you got a lot of money, you
I
have
swear
a,
you didn't drink. I swear.
It's a donkey. And
if you have a lot of money, you have a horse and a carriage. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Horse and carriage. Horse knows
That's
its way home,
That's how it is
officer.
In Kansas, huh?
Right.
In the winter, it's dog sled, you know?
Yeah.
Does it snow in the winter or what?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been there for the winter yet, but yeah, they're saying
there for a couple months.
Saying it snows out there like crazy.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to it, but.
I'm trying to be on a fucking sailboat
you get
for winter.
Fuck you guys, you know.
Nice.
A fucking sailboat.
Sailboat, where at?
Somewhere warm.
Who's going to be the captain?
I'm going to be the fucking captain.
You're going to be the captain of the sailboat.
So we're drowning?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fuck, we're drowning.
We're going to capsize this boat.
We're dead.
Be stranded in the ocean.
Fish food.
He's like, come on, it can't be that hard.
Captain.
Fucking shark waters.
GPS.
You got to say I'm the captain, but I'm hiring someone to drive the boat.
He has
boat
an iPhone. Yeah, GPS.
You know? I don't even need to drive
it's
it
It's called Google Maps, bro.
I just
Google
need
Maps,
it to be in the water somewhere warm.
Like
so I can be on it.
Sit in the dock. You'll be fine.
Just docked.
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't it doesn't have to do much.
It just needs to be on the water.
Yeah, it just has to not be cold.
Gotcha. Right.
Key West, man.
That's where we're going.
That place was wild.
Oh, I love Key West.
I keep saying that when I got in the water, the temperature didn't change. It just stayed warm the whole way through. It was pretty gross, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when it's so warm, right? Yeah. I feel like that. I actually stayed in, I DJed an event in Key Largo, and it was so beautiful, though.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's amazing. Like, it's so still out there.
That's
it's
where we
like
stayed, but at Key West, though, we got in the water, and it was just warm. It was like a hot,
Yeah, it's not
warm
very
pool.
Yeah, it's not very it's gross. Satisfying. Yeah.
Well, who peed?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. It's like lukewarm water. It's not
like for sure, for real though.
Like everyone peed
nothing
at the same time.
Then I got wet.
Get refreshed
the temperature
when you go
didn't
the water.
Change.
Yeah.
I just got wet. It was fucking weird. But yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It's very also nice. Summertime, so.
Yeah.
Just balls.
But yeah. Nice. So you guys got any wild fucking other crazy stories? You know, like Joe Thunder always trying to ask for the wild shit. You guys got some. Some crazy shit you guys have done recently.
In the beginning of the podcast.
Has anything been crazy?
Chase stories running from the police because I fucking the police in L.A.
Oh, yeah, that was
I got
wild
a funny
shit.
Story when
that
I was
dark. This shit was actually so wild. I wanted to turn it into a graphic novel. That weekend that we spent in L.A. was so
wild. Oh, yeah, that
wild.
Punk rock show. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
The whole weekend, though. That was just like the icing on the cake because then we left the next day.
Yeah.
And came to Denver and went
to
a fucking Red Rock show.
For fucking 3 days.
And.
But you were about to say a crazy story. What was it?
Oh, yeah. That was funny, like a shroom story where me and like 8 buddies were all eating shrooms. And we were like, it's a cool place to trip out. My buddy's like, oh, this rooftop, this elementary school down the street. We're like, oh, yeah, I bet. Let's go. And then 2 homies, of course, you know, start fighting each other, make a fucking ruckus. And then you can see neighbors turning on their lights. And like right away, you know, cops get called. Next thing we're on the rooftop and then get surrounded the whole school. And this thing's small ass elementary school.
You said surrounded?
Yeah, cops. Like 8 cops just like boom every corner. We're like, fuck, dude, we're fucked. And then the helicopter just zooms by.
The ghetto.
You know,
the
helicopter just did the heat scan and zoomed by and it just did circle around.
Assholes.
Boomed us with the light. And he's like, there's 8 motherfuckers on the roof. And we're just like, oh shit, dude. So we all jump off the rooftop and then you see cops everywhere. And I'm just like, fuck it, yo, I'm training myself in. The fuck am I gonna do? There's a helicopter, 8 cop cars. Like, I ain't no fucking Olympic runner, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And so I turned myself in, and the cops, you know, set like 3 of the homies down, and they're like, oh, we're gonna charge you guys with burglary. And I'm like, what? So I stand up, like, all drunk and shroomed out. And I'm like, fuck no. Like, we're just in there drinking. The cop's like, shut the fuck up. And puts me in handcuffs, throws me in the, you know, back of the cop car.
Damn.
And then moments later, he's in there, and he's just like, what's your name, son? And then I'm all shroomed out looking at him. Everything's shaking around me.
Fuck.
It's just, everything's just like mad fucking, you know, intense.
It's
and
like
then,
Super Trooper, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And then I just felt like I was going to throw up the whole time.
Freaking
he's just
out,
questioning
man.
Me. And it's just like, what are you guys doing here? And I'm like literally just drinking and chilling out, dude. And then long story short, they like let us go. And
what?
Yeah. Us and 8 of my homies let us all go, and the cops are just
that
like,
"That's cool."
It's like, so who do we give the helicopter bill to, as a joke, you know?
Damn. You said that?
No, they did to us, and we're just like, whatever. And we're
that,
out, and so I was just shrooming balls until like 5 in the morning, and just laughing because we just kept laughing nonstop that we got away, and yeah, it's just
it seems like
see the helicopter. We're like, yeah.
It seems like LA cops just like the LAPD just like to fuck with you besides beat your ass sometimes. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, it just depends, you know, like how their mood are. Because I got, you know, shit from putting up a sticker, you know?
Right.
And then the guy was just like, I'm taking you to jail tonight.
What?
And I'm like, bro, you got nothing on me. Don't call me bro. I'm like, dude, you got nothing on me.
Right.
I'm not your dude. And slams the door and shit. It's just like,
I'm not your dude.
That's right.
So it's just how you play the odds, you know?
Yeah.
So you've had a run with the cops a couple times, huh?
Many of times.
Can you count them on both hands?
Just on one hand, fortunately.
Okay.
But I've
Did
done
you say
some.
Unfortunately?
Fortunately.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Like, okay.
God
like,
damn
fortunately.
Cops. I like stand there with the spray
trying
paint.
Trying to get
him
way more than that.
Oh,
I
want to
get way more trouble.
But I've been in county plenty of times and done shit, you know, like.
I mean, that's a scary motherfucking place, L.A. County Jail.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, caught a felon, and I had to, like, do a month in there and shit. And actually, it wasn't that bad, honestly.
Nah.
Fools are like, what are you in here for? I'm like, writing. They're like, graffiti? I'm like, yeah, so you know how to draw and shit? And I'm like, yeah. Draw my baby portrait on this envelope for me. And I'm
don't
like,
me a
oh,
tattoo,
shit,
all right.
And then just months straight, just drawing shit for these hood assholes on their envelopes, just doing their baby mom and mama, you know, mama's name on there.
Hell yeah.
Draw my tattoo for me, homie.
Yeah, I was literally doing it for a cup of noodle soups, each envelope. And then when I got released, I just had all these soups. And I'm just like, here, just threw it at them. I'm like, I'm out this bitch. Shit. Like, peace out. It's been a fun experience.
Just wanted to flex on those
later, homies.
Later,
Southside. Peace out.
Hey, do you think if you didn't know how to draw, it would have been a whole different ballgame for you?
I would have been fucked with for sure. Man, the moment I walked in, I got punked for my shoes. I had my little fresh slippers, and they're just like, you know, like, give me those shit. And I like had to trade my shoes for some old janky sweaty ones. And I'm like, fuck.
Damn it. What the fuck, Ale?
And then how did it break across to like.
Disgust, Ale.
You're just drawing, they some see some shit or.
No, I just gave me pencils and envelope just to send your letters in, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
No, but
I mean, that wasn't a fun experience.
Pedro Juan.
But it was up in Wayside where you're like in a 60-man dorm and shit. So you're not just there with one dude. You're there with 60 fools. And one big ass cell, so.
Yeah, so it's gross.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Not fun.
So, message, don't go to jail.
DJ Sin, tell us a story,
and that's
buddy.
Not Spanish either.
LA County.
Yo,
jail.
Sin, what's your wild ass crazy ass?
Yeah, what's
story?
Up, bro?
I'm not that wild.
You live, man.
It's not
I wish
I
had crazy stories.
Well, tell us about your crazy story when you had to talk to the cops for everybody.
Then I had to talk to. Okay, I have one.
I
actually,
knew it.
I saw this guy hit his girlfriend in the parking lot.
What did he hit her with?
His fist.
Damn it.
Scumbag.
And
scumbag.
She's, like, crying. She's all crying.
Just leave it right there.
So I go up to him. I was like, I had some drinks, you know.
Had some liquor
so
in you.
So I acted tough, you know. I'm like, I feel when I have a lot. When I
How
drink,
long ago was this?
This was in my 20s.
Oh, shit. When like, she was a firecracker.
Well, no, I was, but I was in control still. I'm like,
a controlling firecracker.
Control. But I'm just saying, all like, I just stand up for people, you know? And when something's wrong, I'm like, wanna.
I'm sure you've seen.
Fix it or whatever. Try to or do something. I don't know. Anyway.
No, I like that.
So I went up to the guy. I was like, did you just hit your girlfriend or something? I know I just went up to him. I ended up hitting him.
Damn. I don't know what I said, but
I, was like,
I went up to him.
I was like, do you want to know what it's like to get hit by a girl? And I like backhand. Like, no, I hit him like.
Karate chopped this
like,
fool.
I
kind of pretended like high five his face.
That's
you
a karate
like
palm.
That
karate
you high five
I don't
his
even.
Face.
It was so weird because I don't remember what. I don't remember how. Maybe it was like
it
this.
It's Rick James, bitch.
I was like gonna smack it, but I used a fist to kind of smack.
So you swung at him.
Like it was something like that.
So like a girl punch.
It was a long time ago.
I'm just kidding. There's some girls.
But like the girl was all
she
crying.
Baby D,
and
get your ass.
Right. So we. But like I didn't. I forgot about this part. There was a bunch of people surrounding us. Like, I was like, what the fuck? He just hit a girl. And, like, everybody was like, what the fuck? And the guys weren't doing anything. So that's why I ended up hitting him. Because nobody would do it.
Oh,
I was like, what the fuck? I was
guys.
Like, do you want to know what it's like to get hit by a girl? And I was like, fucking smacked him.
You gave him the karate
like,
palm.
Cool. Whatever.
The cold hot
no, it was like a
punch. A cold hot
with the hand the other way. Yeah.
So you did a
it was hard
a spinning
though. It
kind of
hurt my
fist,
hand. It hurt my hand.
Plus the homie from Street Fighter.
But anyways,
Honda?
The cops ended
Honda.
Up coming
she
because they called
fool.
The cops because he hit his girl, and then he tried to press
this
charges
was at Red
on
Rocks?
Me. No, he tried to press charges on me.
Because you Honda'd him?
And
he
because
tried
the,
to press charges on
me. I was like,
that
the girl, I was like, tell him that you hit. It's like, I love him. Like, that's what the girl said.
Oh,
I was like,
fuck.
I was like, leave him, you bitch. Like, I was so
you
mad.
Bitch.
I mean, I don't think I said bitch, but I felt no. like
yeah,
that. I was
did.
Just, I probably said something. I was just like, what are you doing? You're stupid or some shit. Like, you need to, why? Like, I wasn't the only person that saw that happen, you know? So, yeah,
fuck.
That was my story. I went and it was in like Indiana or something because I went to go for
did
a
you,
wedding.
Did you sleep the guy?
I always get drunk at weddings. Like
no
bit,
shit.
Yeah, like
that's what happens at weddings.
Right.
Something about the air and the wedding, an open bar. I just get hammered.
Well, because if I'm not DJing the wedding.
Yeah, it's party time.
Yeah,
meow,
like
meow,
if
meow,
I'm not
meow.
DJing the wedding, I'm probably going to be like, I'm like, I don't have days off that much. So I.
You see me by the bar.
Spontaneous and drink. I haven't been to a wedding with not being the DJ in years.
And
so
not
I don't
being
know.
Drunk either.
Last time I was in New York and I was drunk then too. Yeah. When
classic.
I went to a wedding. Yeah. It was fun. I just DJ. Let loose a little bit. I have to be so in control of like
let loose
managing my life and like, yeah. So it was nice.
Then you punch fools.
Especially punch fools in different states, so watch out.
Pow, pow.
No, it happened one time in my life. And I felt good about it. I still feel good about hitting that guy.
Did you just sleep the guy?
Huh?
Did you sleep him? Did he fall, knock out?
What happened? I mean, what happened after you hit him? What happened? What happened after you hit him?
No, he was like, he's like, what the? Or like, he's like, she hit me, and like, or, I don't remember.
Like
I can't remember.
What
all
a
of it,
bitch!
But like, he's like, you hit me. I was like, you hit your fucking girlfriend, and then the cops came. You know, the cops are coming
this
anyway.
This idiot got tilted by DJ Sin.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Trying to press charges.
But I was like, I probably wouldn't have done that if I was drinking so much. You know what I mean? I felt like Superwoman or something. I was in my 20s.
You'd be out here tilting on fools like that, bro.
He felt good.
Which happened one time in my 20s. You guys have
Hell yeah.
And I do one thing.
Y'all do shit.
I hit a guy because he hit a woman. Come on. That's a good reason. Yeah, see,
hella good reason.
We're fist pumping right
people,
now.
Power to the people. See, I was going to say more of your crazy stories of maybe seeing crazy fights at the bar while you're DJing or some shit.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Remember
no,
that
yeah.
one time?
Oh, yeah. What time?
Apparently, you were there when that fucking crazy bitch attacked Skeena at. Mile High Spirits.
Yeah, I was DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was doing
yeah,
live art
DJ,
out back on the
some
patio.
Crazy shit that happens.
I bet people get
drunk.
Yeah, but that no,
Mortal
but
Kombat
one that actually happened to me. I'll tell one more. I was in Vail, and this girl comes up to me. Okay, so these guys were fighting. This is, and I do this sometimes. I don't do it anymore after this, but like
wait,
if they're
so
fighting
what?
And starting
so
to fight
what?
And fucking up the dance
so
floor,
do you
I'll
do
be th- like, stop the music, and I'll be like, yo, we got some losers over here trying to fuck up the party. Tell them to leave, and they everybody's like, yeah, cool. Like I do it a lot if people try to fight. You know, I try to stop the fight.
Not
you
this
know?
Night.
You just gotta play.
So
no.
I said that. I didn't say it in that way. I'm just feeling like.
I mean,
right
you
now.
Should try that so, one time. Just so, drop the yeah. Mortal Kombat on him, fool.
No, but I've done it before. Right. But this time, no, I've done it many times. If people fight, you know. But this time I did it, and then. People like they got the security got him and like whatever. I just wanted to spot it out so they don't fuck up the party. So then this girl comes up to me later and we're like dancing, everybody's dancing. She's like, where's the DJ? I wanna kick the DJ's ass. And I'm like
what bitch?
I'm like I'm DJing and I'm like, okay. I was like, are you okay? And I touched her arm and I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I want to kick the DJ's ass. I'm like, I'm the DJ. Are you going to be okay? Like,
do you want the smoke or not?
And then another girl comes out and is like, shut up. And like telling her to shut up. You shut up, bitch, or whatever.
So the other girl fought her for you.
And that girl that was talking to me saying she wanted to kick my ass threw a pint glass at this girl's face.
Oh, shit.
And she like bleeding all over. The ambulance had to come. I had to go to court for that shit.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Damn. So you testified on stand.
Yeah, I just can't believe that girl said that. It was so funny when I was testifying, when I was talking about it. I was just like, yeah, she said this. Like, it was just so funny, the story. I'm just like, she came up to me and told me, yo, I want to kick the DJ's ass. It was just such a weird, it's like, that's what she was doing, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, the girl
good
with
thing
the
she didn't hear you that you were the DJ.
That says baby fat on her shirt.
Oh, my God.
I had to, like, point her out and say what she was wearing in court. I'm like, I remember what she was wearing.
This dumb bitch, the one right there.
She was wearing a baby fat shirt in court?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Still didn't learn, I guess.
Amazing.
I know.
Baby
I just can't believe she did that. The girl's face was fine, though. Like, she, and I, because I saw her, like, she had to get major surgery. a plastic surgeon, because they had to, like, just, like, do a
reconstruct
good,
yeah. her yeah. shit.
I mean, it was just, like, a cut, I think. She got a really bad cut, so.
Had to reconstruct all that.
They had to do something.
Need rehabilitation.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah.
Rehabilitation.
There's always crazy
Fuck,
stories.
We got to get racking on here, dog. This fucking fool is so damn funny.
Yeah, it's mad stories.
This fool, for
Let's
real.
See if I can give him a call. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, should we give him a call line. And throw him on? Can we get him on the phone and be recorded in with us live? is that a thing?
Before we could have.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, Ale.
Fuck,
Ale. We blew it.
Well, we'll just have another one.
We'll have next time.
Yeah, we'll have another one. We'll be back.
Very nice.
I literally have so much shit to do out here. It's like, fuck. This will be a little toy.
Stay a little bit longer.
That's what I said. We got like multiple projects to do. He's all shook. He gets lost in the sauce when he's in Denver. He can't help himself from partying too much. Mile High style, this guy.
Oh, shit.
You know, I thought it was both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Of course I want to stay.
You know? You have to drag this fucker out of here each time we come here.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just one day, 3 days later.
I know. That's every time. He's like, yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. Next week. I'm going to leave tomorrow for real.
What can I say?
Hey.
Hey, traveling man.
We always benefit from
it. I love it here.
Appreciate seeing you.
But I've been nonstop traveling for like a month now. My dog. I just want to like, this is like the last push. I'm like, all right, I'll go to Denver like 4 days and then go home and settle, finally settle. You know, get my fucking room situated.
Nah, you'll be
here
for like a week.
I hope not.
Bro, 7 days is cool.
We can make money though. Now you're being recorded saying you don't want to make money, right?
Damn.
I do not condone on this podcast. Just kidding.
Well, shit, man. We appreciate you guys coming through. You know, blessing the podcast. You know, it is definitely nice to meet you.
You know, thank you guys for having me, man. It's been fun. Smoking mad blunts and just bullshitting shit in the shit.
Yeah, that's all we do, bro. We got that Be Good Weed, that Llama brand, that Zopax. You know what I mean?
The Zaza of the Zaza. My guy.
Yeah, I'm for Richie.
Did Tristan make that design?
Yeah.
Nice.
I can tell Ale.
You guys got any last words? Any shout outs? Anything like that?
Shout out to the Red Eye Mob.
Shout out to Bam. Big Worm.
Shout out to Bracken. Shout out to
Elliot.
KC over here to the left of me.
What up? What up?
Shout out to the boy Nice over there and the homie EO. Staycation bars.
He's about to get married any minute. What, October 13th?
So he's getting a life sentence.
Life sentence.
Times are hard, Ale.
Times are hard, Ale. Tax break.
Tax break.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to all the homies. Shout out to Be Good.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to DJ Soon.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all the over here.
Shout out to the babes in Kansas City.
Joe Thunder.
The Joe Thunder.
You need to know who you are.
Thunder noise. Little button every time.
Yeah.
We gotta work. We gotta get that shit cracking. Little Thunder.
Or do
noise.
Like a little Thundercat noise, the theme song in the background. Like,
Or we could do the AC/DC Thunder. I'll just joking.
That's way better than the cheesy cornball thunder sound.
Meow
meow meow meow.
We gotta get those cracking.
We just gotta use a stock thunder sound.
Yep, yep. Well, like I said, man, we appreciate you. This has been your boy Joe Thunder, DJ Sin, Elvis.
We love you guys.
Spencer's.
Love you too.
We're back, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Peace out.
We
peace
are out. Out. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Hubka.
No, we'll say, hey, I want to shout, you know, do it right. Just don't say Hubka.
No, that's it. Just put that in
say,
there.
Hey, I want to shout out Hubka.
What's
say
who he is. I don't know. That weed, whatever that weed was, it like makes me feel like I'm on
weed. Yeah. I was so stoned, I forgot I was smoking weed there. I was just, like, just puffing on it.
Yeah, just throw that in there. Just throw that in. The Hubka in there when we're saying other people's names.